It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, I'm in downtown St. Louis at the Latte Lounge and HG Eatery with Nishan Harvey, the owner of the place. Thanks for inviting me over.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit about the history of this place.
Yeah, so this is our downtown location, one of three. We have a Latte Lounge located in Florissant, downtown, as well as Ferguson. My dad and I are co-owners of this space. We opened up about 3 years ago. We serve amazing coffee and good brunch.
And what was the impetus for getting started in the first place? Why did you decide and your dad to open three coffee shop restaurants?
I've always had a love for coffee. Losing my dad at the age of 14, suffering from severe migraines and depression, caffeine was the only thing that made my migraines subside. And during that time, it was tough. I looked to Starbucks literally every day, triple shots, caramel macchiatos, going to high school before and after school. That was my new normal. And I figured instead of investing that money into a chain place like Starbucks, that I could invest it back into myself and my community. So my stepfather and I partnered together on our downtown location. My very first location is located in Florissant, and that one's been open for 4 years now, and that one's just coffee. But just to provide a safe place for people, a family-oriented place, coffee did something very special for me in a very trying time of my life. And so we don't just serve a cup of coffee. We say that we're serving a cup of hope and allowing people to come in here and feel peace, feel a safe place and a place that they want to come and enjoy a cup of coffee and some great food at.
I didn't think about that connection between migraines and caffeine. Well, what a good story.
Thank you.
And just to clarify, it was if your father had passed away when you were 14 and your stepfather was the one that helped you with this restaurant.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your menu.
Yeah, we have lots of options. So my dad is over brunch things, all things coffee, but obviously we work together on everything. So he is a foodie. So the restaurant has always been a dream of his. We have lamb and eggs. We have catfish and eggs. We have so many options, a lot of southern dishes. We have shrimp and grits, catfish and grits, so many different things, as well as our traditional breakfast. But those things that set us apart, things that, you know, normally you travel out of town to get lobster and grits with some shrimp on top and things like that. But he's a big food critic and he is a foodie. And so that is his thing. The menu was put together by him.
Well, I used to live in North Carolina, so I'm very familiar. South Carolina has Charleston, which is a city that is very much into that kind of food.
Yes.
You can get a lot of low country, as they call it, or Creole food.
Yes.
And so shrimp and grits is right in my wheelhouse.
Yes.
I understand shrimp and grits.
Yes.
And I guess tell me a little bit about what your vision is. I mean, this is a beautiful space, first
Thank
of
you.
All.
Thank you so much.
How did you find it?
We actually are like full circle here. We had my grandmother's 70th birthday party here years ago. And then my aunt actually used to live upstairs. There's lofts above the building. And so it was just a full circle moment. My parents owned the event space located directly across the hall here. They occupied the event space first. And this space had been empty for, I want to say it was years. No one was wanting to get the space. And it was the perfect opportunity to be right next door, right, to our other business. And so now 2617 A and B is both my family locations.
I love when I ask a question and I get a great answer. I mean, I just wouldn't expect it. It was in your family and there was
yes.
a whole connection there. So tell me about the event space then.
Yes, HG Events is owned by my mom and dad. It's an event space where people have baby showers, company events, weddings, different things like that. We just opened up our second event space out in Ferguson on South Florissant, formerly known as the Old Savoy. So that is our newest location. We closed on that building August of last year, and it's going extremely well.
Now, you're in Ferguson and Florissant. Tell me a little bit about those locations versus this one.
One thing that we're noticing in Ferguson and Forest is that they're very big on community. We see lots of locals and regulars, the same people every single day, the same orders. We know when they carpool up what we can start making for them. Downtown, we have a lot of new faces every weekend. We've had people from Kansas City, from Illinois, from Chicago, from Texas. People are traveling here to try our latte flights, to try our split cups, to try our brunch menu.
Wait, hold on. Latte flights?
Yes.
All right, this is, you got to tell me about this.
Yeah, so we have latte flights. That's pretty much what we're known for. It is 5 of our most popular drinks. It's a predetermined board, and it's kind of like a wine or a cocktail flight, but it's coffee instead. And so those are very, very popular. They come with regular milk, almond, or oat milk.
Places like this, coffee shops in particular, are in the fabric of a community because it's where people go to work, you know, hang on their computer, get their start in the morning, talk to other people. So tell me a little bit about the community vibe here in Ferguson and Florissant locations.
Yeah, the community here, it's been a little tough. We've had to create relationships or try to anyways. We do have a couple of regulars at this location for people that just work nearby and things like that. And as I mentioned earlier, versus Ferguson and Florissant, we're seeing the same faces every day. They're huge on community, supporting local. We're very big on community as well. Every Saturday, 10% of our net sales, go to local charities in St. Louis County and St. Louis City. And so that's our way of staying connected with the community, giving back, partnering with people in the community, and letting them know that we're here, that we're not just here to take, you know, your money for you to buy a cup of coffee or buy, you know, breakfast food, but also to invest back into our community. And so my family and I have just always been big on community, partnering with locals, supporting other local businesses. We've been around to all the places down here, as well as the places that are on the rebuilding strip of Ferguson on South Florissant Road. And so just putting ourselves out there and letting them know, like, hey, we're here together and we're better together. And so that's definitely been a game changer for us.
I mean, the words you're saying sound familiar to me in that, you know, especially in Ferguson.
Yes.
Recently, we know what happened there.
Yes.
And then I don't know how old you were in 2014 when the Michael Brown thing happened.
Yes.
But recently we've been the 10th anniversary and dealing with the police officer who was hurt. So, I mean, can you talk through the lens of that about, because you're seeing regulars all the time.
Yes.
I'm sure you're hearing conversations.
Yes, we didn't know what happened when it happened. We found out the next day, I believe. We were actually setting up for an event when all of this occurred, and our building is literally walking distance from the police station, and we had no idea what was happening. We saw commotion, we saw police cars, but we didn't know what had happened. I think that we can make a change if we go about it in the right way, but rage, anger, things like that will not get us very far. We have sent many prayers up for Officer Brown. We have donated to Officer Brown on GoFundMe, have extended ourselves to the police department, offer them, you know, brunch meals on us, coffee on us, because we understand, you know, how tragic this tragic event has impacted many around us, and that's not what we want to represent. We stand with Mike Brown's family. We believe, again, that we can make a change if we go about it in the right way, but going about it in the way of violence and rage and anger will not get us a very great result. So yes, we've extended ourselves there. We've been praying for Officer Brown. We've been donating to GoFundMe, letting our staff know, letting the customers know where their funds are going to be going that day. And so we're still praying and believing for a recovery for Officer Brown, and that he will come out of this and that his children will be able to spend time with him again.
Well, that's having an impact on the community through your business.
Yes.
So instead of rage and violence, lattes, that's what we need.
Yes.
We need more lattes and people communicating over coffee.
Yes, definitely.
So I asked before, and I didn't let you finish the answer, was about your vision, like for the future. Are you seeing another place or just going to stick with these three and that's it?
We're actually working on another project now that hopefully I'll be able to announce very, very soon. I will say it's not brick and mortar, but it is another part of Latte Lounge. We do hope to expand to Central West End area, West County area, and then as well as St. Charles. And we might even be moving to Houston soon. So
what? Wait, Houston, Texas?
Yes. Very, very excited about that. We've been scouting a couple of places down there. So we're hoping that in the next year or two, we'll be able to open up a location in Houston, Texas. So yes, we're hoping that Latte Lounge and HG Eatery can go very far and not only make a difference here in St. Louis, but in the states and the cities around us.
Why Houston, Texas?
Well, we will be going down there a little bit more here soon, and so we'll be back and forth a lot, and so we'll have the opportunity to be present and oversee a location there as well as here.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are? You look very young.
I'm 26. I had to think about it.
Well, it's pretty impressive to be in your position at age 26. I mean, peers, do you talk to other people who are entrepreneurs and doing the same thing you're doing? How does that go?
I do. It definitely, starting off at the age of 19, that was not what 19-year-olds were doing at the time. I opened up my very first business, Kingdom Kids Learning Center. I've been in business for 7 years there in my child care facility.
Do you still have that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We celebrated 7 years in July. And so that was my very first business venture. I went to UMSL for a year, and I told my parents that college is not for me. I am done. K through 12 was enough. And I dropped out of college after my freshman year and opened up my child care facility. And so at that time, you know, not going to all the fun events, not hanging out all the time, having to work, you know, even after hours when the business was closed was pretty tough for me. And so, you know, my peers at that time were in college or working a full-time job or doing different things in life. And my life required more discipline and structure in that season. And so I did lose a lot of friends during that time. I have gained a lot of friends also now, but it's definitely tough. At my age, I'm very thankful that I'm able to do all that I do, overseeing four businesses, three cafes, and my childcare facility, but it takes a lot of my time. And so it's not very often that I run into people who are doing what I do. I do have other friends who are in entrepreneur journeys that are the same age as I am. And then I have friends who are, you know, still going to school and friends who are working, you know, corporate jobs. And so just seeing the different phases of life always surprises me. And I always say, you know, like, how did this happen to me? I'm thankful that it happened to me, but I never would imagine, you know, at my 19-year-old age that I would be doing and being where I am today.
How about the child care facility? Where is that? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, funny story. Latte Lounge Florissant and my child care facility are directly next door to each other, 2188 and 2184. So those are directly next door to each other. It's the perfect combo. Drop off your kids, go get your coffee, go to work. So that one, we moved to Florissant about 5 years ago. We started off in Jennings, and we are not at full capacity. We have quite the waiting list, but we have just transitioned some students out for kindergarten. So we're filling up our spaces again here. But the childcare facility is a challenge. It is probably my most challenging business.
That's a tough business to be in.
Very tough, but very
so
rewarding.
Is the restaurant business,
yes.
By the way.
Oh my gosh, yes. But very rewarding. And I will say that from both the restaurant and the childcare facility. From the childcare facility, watching the families, you know, on their first day, drop their children off, and they are gaining that trust with the facility to go to work, you know, parents work, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day. So they're leaving their children in our care. And that's a very big step. You know, you have to have some pretty big trust to do that. But then, when, you know, seeing them over time as they gain that trust and they drop their kids off and their kids are running through the door and then we see them transition to kindergarten, the reward of watching them grow and their rewards here of seeing customers come in, enjoy their latte flights or enjoy some delicious brunch and walk out and say, you know, what amazing time they had and what great service they experienced. So the struggle is there, but the reward is great at the end.
And the name of the child care facility again is what?
Kingdom Kids Learning Center.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Nishan, is there anything else you wanted to mention about your businesses?
I do not. I guess I'll say, check us out. Downtown, as I mentioned, Florissant, Ferguson, and our childcare facility, we are enrolling. We do have a wait list as we're working through that. But we are enrolling there. But support local, not just our business, but any business around. Being a small-owned business is not for the weak. I think a lot of entrepreneurs talk about all the glitz and the glam and the things that are so great, but they don't talk about, you know, when the P&L is not looking so great, you know, for the month, or, you know, the working not 9 to 5, but 9 to 9, right, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They don't talk about all those different struggles. So being an entrepreneur is definitely a risk that you have to take. But support local, because it means the world to small business owners.
Well, Nishan, you're doing pretty well.
Thank you so
as
much.
As far as I can see. By the way, it's spelled N-Y-S-H-A-U-N.
Yes.
Right? But it's pronounced Nishan, and our last name is Harvey, and the business is Latte Lounge and HG Eatery. It's at the corner of Washington and Jefferson downtown, also locations in Florissant and Ferguson. You're a very impressive young woman, and
Thank you.
Appreciate you inviting me here, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.